All right. Well, just to give an overview, Ty's Sambrilo. I thought it was pronounced differently, so we learned that today, but it's Sambrilo. A guy that, we're really excited to get. A guy that we can come in, compete at the right tackle position right away. He is versatile, can play all the spots. He's smart, and he's a tough guy. I mean, I think that we're real thrilled about with the three draft picks that we've got so far is they're all really tough guys. They play with the right mentality and they compete well. I believe they're all three are going to help us. And then Jeff Hireman from Ohio State at tight end, is going to play the Y, but has the ability to play some H. And will also, be a guy that can block, but also will be involved in the passing game. So really think that he has a high ceiling and he's just scratched the surface of what he can do. So, we're happy to get him in the bottom of the third. So, with that said, I'll open it up to any questions.
Yeah, you guys, how many offensive tackles in this whole draft process do you think you interviewed, worked out, visited with, and what, there are a bunch, I guess. What kind of separated Tyson Brilo from the pack?
Well, I mean, his athleticism, the way he can play the game, he plays with a chip on his shoulder. He's tough. As I said, he's got versatility. And, he's our kind of guy. So that, I think, there were a lot of good tackles on there. But we're, happy that we were able to select him in the second round. And, we were hoping he was going to make it to us. And we were fortunate that he did.
Do you think he's a left tackle at some point, or where do you see his progression in terms of where you play?
Oh, we'll start him on the right. He'll compete on the right, start there. And just to add to what John just said, we think he's a quick study, too. That's one of the things very important. We don't see a big transition for him from a mental standpoint of what he's been doing in college and what we're going to ask him to do for us. So we think this kid will be in position to compete really, really quickly, so that was a big advantage there too. Obviously, like John said, we like the way he plays, but I think his knowledge of what he's doing, playing on both sides through college is gonna really help him make an adjustment with us.
Gary, with Hireman, the tight end, you told me you love tight ends. Can you have enough of them ever? Or is it just ability to address Julius Thomas's absence in a way where you have now three versatile guys that can kind of do different things?
Well, I really think we were kind of surprised, like John said, that he was still there at this particular time. A couple of tight ends, I think there's been three that have gone so far in the draft. I love – this guy's a leader, and did a lot of homework on him. He's a leader on a national championship football team, and that says a lot right there. I love his passion. I like the way he plays. I think he's got the ability to do both. I mean, we obviously like his size. I think he can probably get a little bigger. He can probably put on a little weight. But I think he has the ability to do both. He's a very smart player. Anytime you have those type of players, you're versatile offensively. You can do a lot of things. And they're special teams players, too. So, yeah, there was a need here. But I think the fact that we're very surprised he's there and able to add him to our football team made it even more so.
Hey, John, Ty's a former ski racer, and I think Jeff is a former elite hockey player. How much is that athleticism? How much does that help them on the football field? And do you like athletic guys like that?
We always like athletic guys. Just the more they can do, and with their athletic like that, makes them better players. And usually guys that are athletic are competitive. And the reason why they're competitive because they do have that ability to play a lot of different sports. And as you said, with Ty being a skier and Jeff being a former hockey player, that they do have that athletic background. So, you're always looking for those types that have the athleticism but also very good players. And we feel like all three of the draft choices that we have are all of that.
Did you think about taking a quarterback in the third round?
No, we didn't. There was a couple other players in the discussion. But by the time it got close to us, we're really hoping that Jeff, probably the last five picks, we're sitting there hoping that Jeff was going to get to us, and fortunately he did.
obviously with Michael Schofield coming into his sophomore campaign here, and obviously you guys have big projections for him. What's different about Tyson Brallo? Obviously, we might see these guys compete at the same position in camp. So I guess what does Ty do that maybe Mike doesn't do and vice versa?
Well, they're both athletic, and, you know, we like them both. And I think the best thing that it does is it brings out a lot of competition in the offensive line. And really, when you have that competition like that, we feel like we have two young offensive linemen that are competitive, that are athletic, that, you know, they're young, though, and but going to continue to get better and better. But they bring great the mentality that they both bring, and they're both very competitive. And I think that just makes you better as an offensive line because of the competition that they can bring there. So, you know, in a sense, they're a lot alike, but, you know, they're obviously going to be competing against each other. So I think they'll both make each other better.
For either one of you, with Shane and his mom here today, were you able to spend a little bit of time with him? And what was that like to see him? You got the conversation on the phone, you talked to him at the combine, but to have him here in this building to see him walk around and see where his home's going to be for, you know, a long time now.
Yeah, I felt very good about it. John and I were talking about that a while ago, but I know spending some time with his mom earlier today, watching him handle himself in this room earlier today, and then watching the strength he has through his situation and through this opportunity in his life. So I feel very good about him. You know, we know what we're getting as a player, and obviously we've got to put the support system in place. You know, that's our job with all our players, not just one. But very impressed with his visit, very impressed with his guidance there, and looking forward to getting him in our building.
You know, even though I hadn't met him face-to-face, I really, and as Gary said, that we talked about it earlier today, was even though we didn't get a chance to spend a lot of time with him, we got a chance to spend some time with him and his mother. And I know one thing, walking out of this room this morning, I felt even better about Shane and what he's going to help us do, and also about him as a person.
Last one, Jeff. Just on Hierman's foot, some teams thought it affected him this year. Do you think he has more to show, maybe closer to what he did his junior year, as he gets farther away from that?
We do, yeah. I mean, I think that he came back quick off that last year, too, which is a tough surgery to come off of. So shows the toughness that he does have. And we just think another year removed from that is he just going to continue to help him. So that the foot was not a concern. And I think that, we didn't want that to hinder us in our evaluation of what we thought he was as a tight end. And so we think that the upside there is tremendous.
Thank you.